Parshas Kisete is full of mitzvahs, and there's one very particularly interesting mitzvah that sort of defines the Jewish people, and therefore defines who we are, and defines what our avodah should be in these days. A very fascinating mitzvah. We discussed this in the various different years in the past, but I saw a few beautiful, beautiful divrei Torah this year that works on the side of this mitzvah and brings out incredible messages over here. The pasuk says, in Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Dalet. This follows on to the list of people you cannot marry. Le'yovah b'tzor daka k'roshopcha, you can't marry a mamza. And then Pasuk Dalet says, Le'yovah amoini o'moyovi b'kal Hashem. An amoin, amoini, somebody, a man, a male from amoin, or a male from moyov, may not marry into kahal Hashem. Gam doira siri le'yovah lehem b'kal Hashem ad olam. They cannot forever marry into Jewish people. They're completely cut off from ever getting into any contact with Jewish people. Why? Says the pasuk, "Al devar ashle kidmu eschem b'lechem u'mayim," because they did not come out to give you bread and water, but derech b'teischem Mitzrayim, when he came out of Mitzrayim, and therefore we're talking about a nation that really didn't even need the bread and water. We managed very well in the desert for 40 years without the bread and water. But this element of hospitality, this element of showing, end of the day we're cousins, and it never came out to bring lechem u'mayim, was something that showed incredible bad midas. And therefore, you can't get married to them. Carries on the pasuk, va'asher socha olecho espilim ben ba'oy mipsoir aram na'raim lekal lecho. And not only that, they hired Bilam to curse you. Carries on the pasuk, Kosh Baruch never allowed them, and therefore, lisidra shleima mutivosu kol yimechal olam, never seek out their peace. So the very, very well-known shaila is like this. Imagine a person looking for a shidduch, and he finds out, he phones up and he says, I want to find out shidduch about this and this family. Family Cohen. Family Cohen. Don't touch them with a barge pole. Don't even consider marriage. I'll tell you why. When I went past their house, they saw me going to the airport, and they did not come out and bring me anything to take with me for food. They didn't pack me up for lunch. And not only that, when they saw me, there's one of them stood on the roof, and I saw him with a sniper rifle, and he's trying to shoot me. And Baruch Hashem, something happened. They didn't manage to shoot me. For those two reasons, don't go along and get married into that family. The pasuk says over here, "Asher kidma eschem lechem uvamayim." It did not bring out bread and water. Okay, it didn't give you a packed lunch. It did not do a ma'aser ches. And not only that, they hired Bilam to kill you. Bilam is—they hired an assassin with top dollar to kill you, and Hashem never allowed it. It just seems to be in the same pasuk. If it's that bad, why talk about "Asher kidma eschem lechem uvamayim"? Which seems so trivial compared to that. Furthermore, what else did Midian do to us? In the end of the day, Bilam was not successful. What was successful in his whole plot? The Znus with who? The Benoi Smoyov. Yeah, the Benoi Smoyov came out and did Znus with Klal Yisrael. And that caused an incredible Magepha to wipe out major parts of Klal Yisrael. So these women were involved in a terrible Avera, and guess what? We're allowed to marry them. The Gemara says in Yevamos, "Amoini v'loy amoinis, moyavi v'loy moyavis," and that's why they thought David HaMelech was not allowed to be married into Klal Yisrael. They thought he was an outcast because his great grandmother was Rus, who came from Moyav, right? And therefore, the ones who really did hit us and really did affect us are allowed to marry us. So the whole thing seems very, very haphazard. What's going on over here? We talk about two things, two opposite extremes, and then we talking about allowing moyavim. What's going on? Furthermore, we are allowed to get married to those people who really made us suffer. Really made us suffer. Mitzrayim, 210 years in slavery. They slaughtered our children. We're allowed to marry them. Edoim, our biggest arch enemy, Edoim. We're allowed to marry them. Right? We're allowed to marry these people. These are enemies. These are people who are terrorists. These people who are murderers. We're allowed to marry them. Amalek, you're allowed to marry. If Amaleki becomes a Jew, we can marry him. The grandchildren of Haman learned Torah b'nei Barak. You're allowed to marry them. Yeah? If Hitler had a child and he became a gay, Gesundheit! You know? Yeah? Wonderful. Right? You can marry. But you can't marry Amon and Moab. Why not? Because it didn't bring out bread and water. My Kesha. So the Zayin Torah says a beautiful, beautiful pshat. And he says that if you look carefully in the Pasuk, there is really three reasons why Amon and Moav cannot get married in the Klal Yisrael. There's Al Devar. Al Devar, where the elders say Al Devar, the Pasuk says later on, Al Devar Asher Leitzo'oko. This is referring to doing Znus, right? Referring to Znus. Al Devar Asher Leitzo'oko. So there's a Gzeres Shavah, a comparison of the words. And therefore, since the Pasuk Al Devar means another reason why you cannot marry them is because they encouraged and enticed Klal Yisrael to do Znus. So Al Devar. Right? Secondly, is Asher Lekidma Eschem Lechem Abamayim. They did not come out to bring bread and water, the second reason. And the third reason is Asher Socha Lechas Bilim Ben Boir, brought up Bilim Ben Boir. So the three reasons why you can't marry them. Explains the nine of the Torah. So what? A lack of chesed, what's going on? What's the big deal? So he says there are three principles, there are three traits that the Jewish people have as an integral part of them. What is that? Baishonim. Baishonim means they have tznius. Rachmonim. And goyim lechasodim. What's Rachmonim mean?
Merciful.
Merciful. Okay, what's goyim lechasodim mean? You do chesed. So what's the difference between Rachmonim and goyim lechasodim? You ever thought of that? It says as nine material means like this. He says, Rachmonim is from the Loshon Arachemcho Hashem Chizki. It's a posuk in Tehillim Yudches, which means, I will love you, Hashem, save me. Rachmonim means they have Ahavas Yisrael. They love each other. Rachmonim does not mean they are merciful, it means they love each other. Now, they had the mitzvah of Ahavto L'Re'acho K'moicho. Now, the Ahavto L'Re'acho K'moicho is a very, very difficult mitzvah to keep because it means I've got to love my neighbour as myself, on which means that if that's the case, if you have one bottle of water through the desert, you have to give to your neighbour as well. You have to give to your friend who's going with you. On that we say, no, chayecho koidmin, that your life comes first. So how do you reconcile hatarecho kumecho with chayecho koidmin, that you're really more important than your friend? On that we say that hatarecho kumecho means don't do anything to your friend that would not be like to have done to you. Does not mean that active. It means don't do anything that would not be like to be done to you. Have sensitivity to your friend. Anything that you would not like to be done to yourself, don't do to him. So therefore, the Rachmonim over here is a sur meira, is a don't do. You understand? It's a don't do. It's don't do something. It's a sur meira. Don't do anything bad to your friend. That's Rachmonim. Goyim lechasodim is they actively go out and seek to do chesed. And Baishonim means it's the opposite of znus. Yeah? It's embarrassment. It is a tznius that people have. You know, talk of meitzach, azus meitzach ki isha zayna. A zayna, a woman of ill repute, has a tremendous azus to her. And therefore, Baishonim is a sneers against us. And therefore, Klal Yisrael have three things. A sur meira of doing bad to somebody else. The asei toiv of gemenes chasodim. And the Baishonus of having sneers. Avraham Avinu had all three. The Pasuk says, Ki adati, Rabbi Yishon says, I love you. I know you have this. Laman ashe yitzav esbonos beisa achrov. Shomru derech Hashem. Derech Hashem says that Zayin Matoyer is referring to tznius. Like I said, v'tznei aleches ima lekecho. Going with a Kodesh Baruch Hu is tznius. So you have tznius. Then the Pasuk says, la'asoy tzedoko, to do tzedoko, which is obviously the Gemara's Chasodim. And it says, umishpot, which means preventing bad, which is what we call the Rachmonus. So Avraham Avinu had all three. Avraham Avinu said to Lot, he pared no me'olai, separate yourself from me. Why? Because you lack all three. What did he lack? Number one, he didn't have the sur meira. He allowed his shepherds to take his sheep and do in other people's fields, which is clearly a sur meira, lacking in what we would consider the rachmonim, the sur meira, right? Where do you want to go and live?
Sodom,
which is clearly people who absolutely fight against any element of Gemara's Chasodim. And where's the znus?
His daughters.
Yeah, his daughters, which inbuilt in that family, yeah, two daughters wanted to do znus with him. And therefore, Avraham Avinu said, get out of my life. I want nothing to do with you ever. you have all the three opposite traits to what Klal Yisrael is all about. That's Peshat in this pasuk over here. In this pasuk as well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, it's not a shidduch. You know what? If you want to marry Amaleki, good for you. Try. I have no problem with that. But when you have traits within Klal Yisrael that have complete opposite in somebody else, it's posh not a shidduch. Doesn't work. Ash al-Davar is nus, which is a lack of tznius, not baishonim. Right? Ash al-Kidmu eschem alechem ubamayim, they did not bring out, Ash al-Kidmu eschem alechem mayim means, they did not come out to bring it out lechem amayim, which means they were not goyim lechasodim. And also, Vashasocha lechem spilam ben ba'oir, they clearly did not do the sur meira. They went out, they should not have done something. They should not have hired him, and they did. They should have done the sur meira, and they did not do the sur meira. They did not do the rachmonos. And therefore, it's not a shidduch. Klal Yisrael are expected to have those three traits. And any shidduch that has those three traits, however bad they are, within our averus, they could do tshuva, you could do geirus. But if it comes to interfering with those three traits, it's posh not a shidduch. Off you go. And that is why that is the case. The Ramban, there's a Ramban over here, which is incredible Ramban. The Ramban seems to say that the main reason why Klal Yisrael cannot marry Amon and Moav is because of one particular issue. V'hanira Eli, Ramban says, Ki ha'kosov hirchik shnei ha'achim ha'ele, the pasuk distanced these two brothers, shohoya gemulei chesed me Avram. Avram Avinu, end of the day, saved their lives. If it wasn't Avram Avinu, Lot would not have been saved. Avram Avinu saved their lives. Again, what's the story of Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu saved Lot and his daughters who ran away. And from those two daughters had znus with their father Lot. And from them, Amon and Moav were born. And therefore, ultimately, it's Avram Avinu's chus that they were saved. Shehitzel Avihem ve'imom. Avram Avinu saved their father and their mother, which is the father and mother, and grandfather and father, the same person, and their mother. Men hacherev vashvi. Ubizchusoi, and also he was captured Lot, right? Avram Avinu saved Lot. Ubizchusoi, shulchem Hashem etzoicha afeicha, koshboch same from Tadoi. And therefore, they were obliged to do back a Tovah to Klal Yisrael. And instead of doing the Tovah, they were kofui Tov. They went against what they should have done, and it did bad to them. What did they do? Moav hired Bilam ben Ba'or. And one of them did not take out Lechem of Mayim. And therefore he says, because of that, you have no right to have connection with them. Listen to this, Rabbi Isai. The Ramban says, that the reason why you cannot have any connection with these people was not because how bad it was of the action that they did. In other words, the fact that they wanted to kill out Klal Yisrael, a lot of people want to kill out Klal Yisrael, so did Amalek. What was the main taina Amon and Moav? They should have had Hakoras HaTov. The fact that they did something bad wasn't so terrible. A lot of people want to do bad things. But somebody who's supposed to have a Koros HaTov does something bad, that is something that is sick. That is something that is terrible that we cannot have any shaykhs with them. In other words, the nakuda over here, the point over here, that distances any kind of relationship with these people is because they did not have a Koros HaTov. A Jew is all about her Koros HaTov. These people that are a Koros HaTov cannot have a shaykhs with them. In other words, Hakoras HaTov is more important than any other subject. Yosef HaTzadik was enticed on a day-to-day basis by Ishus Potiphar. And she had a nevuah that eventually we have to get married together. There has to be children from us. And she was right, eventually, in future generations. And she was willing to blind him and imprison him and cripple him and everything. And he had his own taiva. What did he say? I can't do it. Why? The Pasuk says, Eineni Godo Abayis Hazeh Mimeni. How can I do this bad to my Odom? Where would be my Hakoras HaTov to him? In other words, the answer that he gave to Ashes Potiphar, that she's supposed to understand, was, I cannot do something, however bad, however threatened I am, if it goes against an element of Hakoras HaTov. These people did terrible things. Bnei Smoyov did znus. Okay, Shoyin, okay, a lot of people do terrible things. And we can still marry them. But if there's an element lacking of a Koros HaToiv, that is not shaykh for a person to be part of Klal Yisrael if you don't have that. And Ramban carries on. Listen, this is even a bigger chiddush. Ramban says, if from seeing the two of them, who is worse? Amoin or Moyov? The Pasuk says, Amoin didn't bring out Lechem or Mayim, and Moyov did Bilam Ben Ba'oir. One did not do a Maisa Chesed, and one hired an assassin to kill you. What was worse? So he says, V'hine Amoin Hirshia B'zeh Yoisim Mikulam. Amoin, that did not bring out Lechem or Mayim, was worse. Ki b'nei Esau v'hamoyovim kashu yodushu huzru yisol shle yiskor behem ho'yitzi lech mayim chutzik v'ulam. Moyov did bring out bread and water. Moyov, once in Klal Yisrael, would not shepherd them in any way, did bring out bread and water. Amoyin didn't. Says the Ramban, v'amoyin le'ovel asiskein v'zehatam ashle kidmo eschem, was worse than the chet they did later. In other words, this element of not being makir toiv and bringing out lechem mayim, which was the correct thing to do as a son of a Koros HaToiv, was worse than a terrible Avera that they did later on with the Bnei Smoyov. Bnei Smoyov, you can get, okay, you can do tshuva. But a lack of good middos is worse than a terrible Avera. Incredible thought. A lack of good middos is worse than a terrible Avera. You know, the Drash of Saran says that Avram Avinu promised, made Eliezer promise, that he'll not go to anyone but his own family. Who are his own family? Who is his own family? But Ovid Avodah Zorah. Terrible Ovid Avodah Zorah, right? And Eliezer, well, had good midas. Eliezer was not Ovid Avodah Zorah. So why did Rav Avinu not make that shidduch? The terrorist is, they were Ovid Avodah Zorah, but they had good midas. And Eliezer was not Ovid Avodah Zorah, but he had bad midas. And it's better to make a shidduch from a family that have good midas or Ovid Avodah Zorah than a family who don't have to avoid the Zorah, but they have bad midas. That is a vort over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't mind if you get married to a Molik, but he does mind people who are kofi toiv. That is something that can not possibly make the shidduch. But Rabbi Sai, let's go a stage further. Moyov, you're not allowed to marry. Moyavi, you're not allowed to marry. Amoini, you're not allowed to marry. And Moyavis, you are allowed to marry. Mashiach comes from Moyov. Dovid HaMelech comes from Moyov. Right? You are allowed to marry. A Moyavis and a Moyav... Moyav did such a terrible averosness. So the Gemara says, you're allowed to marry them. Why? Because it says, Al devar ashle kidmu eschem alechem abamayim. Because a flaw with marrying Ammon and Moyav was a flaw, that they did not come out to bring you lechem abamayim. Says the Gemara, it's a darkei shel ish, it's a derech of a man to bring you out lechem umayim, and not a derech of an ishel to bring you out lechem umayim. And therefore, this terrible lack of midas of not bringing out lechem umayim, you can only pin on the males, not the females. Asks the Gemara, why didn't therefore the men bring out lechem umayim to the men, and the women bring out lechem umayim to the women? Why they let off the hook that you can't expect them to go out because it's not the derech? Says the Gemara, because of kol kvudo bas melech pnima. It's a derech of a bas melech to stay inside. A woman has tznius. And if a woman has tznius, the reason why they didn't go out was because they had tznius. And therefore you can't blame the women. The men should have brought out lechem amayim. Yeah, but the women shouldn't bring out lechemayim because they have tznius. Who are we talking about? Beis Yaakov girls here? Who are we talking about? Meish Aron with the plaits? Who are we talking about? We're talking about Benois Moyov, who very merrily, a few days later, did tznius with Klal Yisrael. So how can you possibly say, listen, what can you expect from them? They've got tznius effort to go along and to bring bread and water out. You can expect that from a woman. What do you expect? And even to bring to the women. Ugh, come on, it's not matim. It's not the correct thing. Yeah. Later on, they did terrible tznus. Not only that, the Gemara says that these people are carrying in a good old tradition of the grandparents. Yeah. Loit. And their mothers. The Bechira and the Tzira, the older and younger daughter. The Gemara says what goes round comes round. And they were following in their merry ways. And if you see from there that these women, ultimately, had very little tznius to worry about. And therefore, if that's the case, the kasha goes back again. Why are you, yes, allowed to marry them? They should have also brought out lechem amayim, and since they didn't, you shouldn't be allowed to marry them. Good kasha? It's kasha everybody has, just maybe don't actually verbalize it, but it's a fantastic kasha. Answers Rav Chanuch Lebowitz, Rosh Yeshiva of Chofetz Chaim. He says, you have to know what is natural and what's unnatural. He says, naturally, every woman has within her tznius. Every woman has within her a natural midah to not to draw attention to herself. In fact, the Medrash brings down Tanchuma, Mahu le'isha lotzeis reshus harabim, with a beautiful piece of jewelry on her, on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, what a ridiculous question. The Medrash says, even during the week she shouldn't. Rabbanu Omer, af b'chol osa lotzeis behen. Even during a week she shouldn't wear this ir shel zov, this beautiful crown on her head. Mipnei shoha om nistaklim b'ho, because people look at her. U'pagam hu le'isha, and it is embarrassing for the woman. In other words, a woman naturally has an element, a natural inbuilt element of tznius. And therefore, by her having this element of tznius, naturally, she was not expected to go out and bring lechem amayim out to Klal Yisrael. Even Bnei Smoyov. If that's the case, why did they do it? Because they were corrupted. They were corrupted, and they're able to corrupt yourself. But deep, deep down, there's an element of tznius that cries out and says, no, I don't want to do this. A man doesn't have that. Ask Rechen Achenelet. Plenty of women spend a lot of money on trying to look good and catch attention. That is not natural. That is, the world has encouraged that and manipulated them to tell them that's right and that's a good thing to do. But naturally, they have good midas. And the midas of tznius has allowed them to marry into Klal Yisrael. Even though they did a terrible avera, that was they fell and they were manipulated by the am. But naturally, deep down, they have a good middle of tznius, and that good middle of tznius will allow us to marry them because they do have that good middle. Women don't lack that middle of tznius, even Benos Moyov. And therefore, with good middles, it's all that interests us. Good middles, we can marry. Bad middles, we cannot. I did a terrible avera of tznius. Doesn't matter. Not doesn't matter. Yeah, you got to do tshuva. That's a terrible thing. But ultimately, deep down in the level of, there's a hidden element of tznius, there's good midas over there, by all means marry. I just want to finish off. I had one kasha I had many for many, many years. They were petrified, these people. They were petrified. They're walking through the Klal Yisrael, going through the desert. The last thing they want is to antagonize Klal Yisrael, to catch their attention, to start negotiating with them, to start having any contact with them. You know, these people were in a state of panic. Who knows what Klal Yisrael will do? They've gone through Melechus Oig, they've wiped them out. You know, they're scared. What do you expect? They should go out and give bread and water? I'm afraid what Klal Yisrael are going to do to us. Why were they so punished? Since we can actually shield them and say, you know what can you expect at a time of war? Or Klal Yisrael could have threatened them for war. So Rav Chanuch Lebowitz again says a beautiful, beautiful vort. Now this vort, Rabbi Yisai, has become one of my favorites. Okay? The Pasuk says, the dinim of going to war. Excuse me a moment. Yeah. The Pasuk talks about, the previous parasha talks about, Kiseitzel Mochoma Alevecho, which means the parasha begins with Kiseitzel Mochoma, going out to war, right? Then the pasuk goes over all different sukkim, Ben Soyer, etc., etc. And then it says very, very early on in the parasha, it talks about the parasha of Hashavas Aveda. Loisira es shoyr achicho es siyoy nedochim. Do not see the shoyr or the sheep, the bull or the sheep of your friend lost and away. Hoshev teshivim na achicho, give it back to your brother. Okay? The mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and the issa to ignore it. Says that Ibn Ezra is written with super golden ink, platinum ink. You know, every word is shakul. Says that Ibn Ezra, Leisira eshoir, afilu ata yotzel mulchama. Even if you go out to war, v'zeh derech drash, that's derech drash. In other words, it's a mitzvah Shabbos Aveda, even if you're going out to war. What on earth is he talking about? Let's understand this. If it's talking about when you're being shot at, you know, you've got bullets shooting over your head in a trench there, right? And you've got bazookas being shot against you, and you see somebody else's football down the street, and you've got to go run down and get the football. Oh, that's ridiculous. It's bekoch nefesh. We're obviously not talking about going to Mulchama with bekoch nefesh, because nothing stands with bekoch nefesh, not even Shabbos. Right? So it's obviously not talking about the time in war when it's bekoch nefesh, because in that case, there's obviously no chiyuv to give back a Shabbos Aveda. So what are we talking about? We're talking about when you're going to war, when there's no bekoch nefesh. You're going out to war, yeah, and you're going into your car to drive to the base, to the army base, and you've got all the stuff there, and all of a sudden you see somebody else's somebody's backpack lying at the side of the street. You've got to put it in the back of the car and drive off. You can't ignore it. Obviously, you're not at war yet. So why dusk about this? Does Ibn Ezra say that even in war you've got to do it, and that's why it's Pasha's Kiseitzel Muhammad to teach me even in war. Everything you've got to do, you've got to say Krishma, you've got to put on tefillin, everything. So why does Gashava Saveda got to do with war? This is so MS. She says like this. Very rarely in the Torah does the Torah connect a mitzvah with you seeing something. It does not say in the Torah in the morning, I've got to put on tefillin if I see my tefillin. Yeah? Kisireh, totvois, then you got to put them on. Only in the, but it's one of the only mitzvahs where it says a lot of looking. And the pasuk says, Leisira eshoy or chicho or esioi nedochim esamtam ahem. Do not see somebody else's shoyer or sioi getting lost. In other words, the Torah is telling me that Hashava Saveda is relevant for me to see something. If I don't see it, I'm not mechuyev. If I don't find my tefillin in the morning, I'm still mechuyev. I'm still going to put on tefillin. If I can't find my lulav, I've still got to shake a lulav on the sukkahs. But with Shabbos Aveda, it's all got to do with you seeing something. If you see it, you're mechuyev, unfortunately, sometimes. You know, the last thing you want to do is to find out what... Fine, you saw it, you found it, you have to do it. Yeah? But it's got to do with you looking. And if you didn't see it, you're potter. Says the Ibn Ezra, when you're going out to war, you still have a chiyuv to see things. You still have an obligation to see things. What's he saying? A person cannot say, I'm so wrapped up in myself, I'm so nervous, I'm so worried, what's going to be a Muhammad? I'm completely self-absorbed. I can't stop looking around now, looking around the world, what other people need. You know, I'm, you know, it's my life at stake over here. Says the Pasuk, no. Even when you're going out to Muhammad, look around. Do the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. There's an obligation to see what's going on around you, even if you're going out to war. Somebody has lost something, you have an obligation to see it. I am so nervous, so forget about your nervousness. Wake up, look at other people what they need. And the Torah is telling us that even in a time when your life is at risk, never lose your good midas for other people. You've got to be goyim lechasodim even in that stage. The famous Maisa. This mice has been manipulated many, many times along the way. It's been second, third, fourth hand about Yisrael Salanta. The real story of Yisrael Salanta goes like this. Okay? And if you want to check it up yourself, look it up. It's an hakdama in the Sivas Oyer, Dibah Hamaskel, the Sipper Lomu. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta was once on the Erev Yom Kippur. He was going to the base of Medrash to Davar Ma'ariv. And he came across Ish Echol Nigdoile HaYireim. One person who was one of the big Yireim, one of the big God fearing Jews. Pachad v'cherdas hadin hoyenir v'nikal ponov. He was there, and on his face was an incredible Yerushalayim. V'dimosay alechoy. His cheeks were full of tears. Admor Shaul oisoy. Rabbi Saul Salanta asked him lahagid loy eze dova hanochutzloy. Rabbi Saul Salanta asked him something that he required. It wasn't a ma'ase. He saw him slichus, and he said good morning. Didn't answer him. No, he asked him. He needed something from him. For her ish hayorei. Migodl etzboinev chardosu, this man, in his great fear and his trembling, lo yonah oisem umma, did not answer Rabbi Saul anything. Admor zatzal omah bezeh haloshen. So Rabbi Saul said to him in this language. Kashavati ma'al pneo ish chashavti belevovi. When I passed by this person, I thought to my heart. Didn't say to him. You know, Rabbi Saul said to him, what did I, no, didn't say to him. I thought to my heart. Ma hineni chai va'oshem, what do I have to lose out? Ki ato hincha yore lekim tefochem me'emadim. Why should I lose out just because you have a pachad yemadim? Mazin agay alai. What have I got to do with your averus? Halei ato mechuyiv lo hoshiv oisi al sheilosi b'nachas ruach. You have an obligation to answer me in a nice way. Ki zehu midarke hatova v'gemilas chasodim. That is a derech of doing gemilas chasodim. So it's shver. Rabbi Saul Sinant is a chiv of tzedek tishpoi tamisechel. Why was Rabbi Yisrael not don kafschus? I didn't answer him because he was so absorbed in what he was doing. He's doing Yerushalayim, he's doing, that's who he was, you know, he's involved in that. Why was he not don kafschus? Why is he judging him so strongly? He didn't hear him. Yeah? He's involved in Yerushalayim, given don kafschus. So if Isaac Shaw says that this, if Isaac Shaw, Rashiva Slabodka, he said that this, he said, it's an amazing phenomenon. It's an amazing thing. You know, people who are married, I think it's very clear. You know, imagine, you know, you've got downstairs, it's an amazing thing. I once had a night where my baby was very colicky very early on. And my wife would hear it, and I wouldn't hear it at all. I wouldn't hear it. A posh would sleep right through it. She would hear it. Yeah? Another time, I remember, there was thunder and lightning, and boom, bang, crash, right? And I was like, whoa! It was like out of my bed, biking every brocha, and she was fast asleep. Yeah, and believe me, the thunder was a lot louder than my baby screaming. So why is it that with thunder, nothing, and baby screaming, she hears it? You know why? Because she cares to hear the baby crying. Because she wants to hear the baby crying. It means something to her. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, when he spoke to somebody else and he didn't hear him because he was involved in Yerushalayim, means I'm not important to him. My cry, like a baby's cry, has not made any roshim on this man's heart. He doesn't care to listen out. And therefore, there's a lack in this person's Yerushalayim. There's a lack in this person's Ben Adam Lechaveri. There's a lack in this person's Midas, even at a time of war before Yom Kippur. This is a koichus of good Midas. Midas is everything. It starts us off on a fantastic way. A person can't be good God Midas, do whatever he wants. Yeah? Because ultimately, that Koras HaToyv to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that's given him life and keeps him alive, will hold him on the straight and narrow. And that's the biggest Yerushalayim. The Avos Hashem will stop him. And therefore, that's what he's saying over here. Even when you're going to war, look out for other people. And tell you two quick mises. Rabot Chagifta, on Erev Yom Kippur, he went to Mincha, to Davin Mincha on Erev Yom Kippur. And he said to his Gabba, I just need one more thing for me, if you don't mind. I've got to go. I've got to stop off somewhere. Do you mind taking me? He said, Rebbe, Gesunter Heit, no problem. So he goes, Ramotcha Gifter. Ramotcha Gifter was a lion. The Yerushalayim. There's a flame of fire. He was mamish a lapid esh. He was a flame. He was a torch. When he spoke, he consumed. He ripped apart the Yetzer Hara. A man of he mamish, he's literally on fire. Erev Yom Kippur, can you imagine after an Elul, after Seres Mei Tshuva, unbelievable. And he said, I've got to stop off somewhere. Fine, where's he stopping off to? Someone is going to the mikvah. He takes him, and he goes to a flower shop. And he comes out with a beautiful bouquet of flowers 20 minutes later. And he comes back home and says, Rebbe, what's going on over here? He says, my wife's birthday today. My wife's birthday, even keeping my wife's birthday, I can forget my wife's birthday. But it's Erev Yom Kippur. Adarabba! Because it's Erev Yom Kippur, I've got to be so careful about other people. It's Muhammad! Still look out for other people. I forgot which Rebbe it was. I think it was a Kotzka. I'm not sure exactly which Rebbe it was. If you know, please correct me. He used to go in Erev Yom Kippur, he used to lock the shul. That nobody can come inside and see what's going on. And people would smuggle, you know, wonder what the Rebbe's doing. He's probably going, Oilemus Elyonus, probably chapping Malochim by the feet. You know, unbelievable what the Rebbe's doing. Can you imagine what he's doing in there? So one of his Talmidim hid under a bench. and he saw the Rebbe lock the door, look, make sure nobody was there. He took out a hammer, goes to the Ezra Snosh and starts knocking in all the nails that are sticking up from the bench, because the women will come, not there during the year, the women will come on Yom Kippur night, and the nails are sticking up, used during the year, and they'll catch their dresses in the nail. And therefore he's just knocking in all the nails to make sure. He can't do that because everyone will think he's a shaygus because of the hair of Yom Kippur to do that. But that is our Avodah. When the Melchama of Elul is not about being so holy that you can't say hello to your wife or answer the phone to somebody and wish them a good Yom Tov. It's about working on the Midas. And the Ikka of Midas is a Koros HaToy to the brain show the life is given us. And that should be so ingrained within us that we should be able to make the Shidduch of the Rebbeinu Shleilam and Be'ez Hashem get through Elul in a healthy and successful and meaningful way.